please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Luke, chapter 2, we'll read verses 4 through 7 together, and we'll read this passage responsively. Luke, chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Luke 2, verses 4 through 7. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Thank you for the balance of the ministry here. Lord, thank you for this time of the year. Lord, it's a time of joy for many, and yet it's still a time of sorrow and hurting for others. Lord, we're a needy people. We need you tonight. Holy Spirit, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
You know, Brother Smith, we're doing all right for little old Martinsburg, West Virginia, aren't we? Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. After the cantata, I was in my office. I am just so proud of my church. Thank God for you. Things being done right, being done well. Amen. We're not a bunch of showboats, just trying to serve Jesus. It's just fantastic. Just fantastic. Thank you so much. That is wonderful. Just wonderful. I wouldn't be afraid to bring anybody from anywhere in the world to this church to see the spirit, the attitude, the friendliness, the involvement. This is just wonderful. Thank you so much. I am going to do something. I suppose it's a bit unorthodox this evening. But you know, to me, church is not a show. We're not here to put on a show. We're here to learn. And I'm not trying to impress anybody. Really, my whole goal is to help people and to help our church. And I'm going to do that very thing tonight. I realize we just had a cantata, and I realize it's Christmas. And I have a sermon that's going to help our church, and I'm going to teach a lot. If you're a guest this evening, we're going to talk about something that's extremely important to me. And I hope you'll see the reason why I'm going to teach what I'm going to teach. Earlier, we read from Luke chapter 2. We see the story of the birth of the Christ child. Brother Cowling, would you go down and get me the baby Jesus that's down there in that little makeshift crib, if you will? I'm going to teach a lesson tonight. I don't know if you'll call it preaching. You can put it right there, if you will, Brother Joe. I know some of you won't be able to see that well. But I've entitled the sermon tonight, Nurseries Fit for a King. As you know, those of you that are part of our church, we had decided at this Christmas time we were going to do some things for our nurseries. And that's because I think the nurseries are such an important part of a church. I want you to think about something. The Bible teaches us that, of course, Mary had conceived a child. Within her was God's Son, Jesus Christ. Joseph, who was espoused to Mary, the word espouse would be a little stronger than the word engaged. They were going to be married soon, and Mary has to tell Joseph that she is with child. They travel, they go to Jerusalem. Well, oh, there's a pizza. Jared, is that yours? I like extra cheese, extra pepperoni. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if your phone goes off in my service, you have to buy me a pizza. And so, thank you, Jared. That's nice of you. You remind me of Santa Claus. You got to picture it now. Mary and Joseph are now, they're away from home, per se. But Mary is with child, and she is ready to deliver. And when they arrive, they find out she goes into labor. They go to an inn, a hotel, if you will, and they seek a room so that she could give birth to the Christ child. And the Bible teaches there was no room for them in the inn, which meant that they went out back and they end up in a stable. And that baby is born into a pile of hay, pile of straw, maybe. And Mary gave birth to her baby just like that. You say, that's not such a great birth for a king. Well, somehow it all worked out the way God wanted it to work out. Believe me, Jesus is no longer resting his head in a pile of hay. He is on high now, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to grab this little baby here. This looks an awful lot like a real baby. Christmas is very much so about children. Christianity is very much so about children. Let me give you a couple of verses. The Bible says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." In Mark chapter 10, it says, "And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Mary and Joseph, that little baby named Jesus, was born in that stable, born in that manger. He had no pillow for his head. He was born out of doors. Now, I've thought about that. And I've thought, first of all, that must have somehow been God's plan. But let me tell you, what would have happened if we would have been the church that was in their hometown? What would have happened if Mary and Joseph would have come back from this trip and now they have baby Jesus? And I wonder if our church would have been the church where Mary and Joseph would have attended. I wonder, would have we treated them right? Would have we been a good example? Wonder if God's Son were placed into our nurseries. Wonder if the Son of God was a part of our child care here. Hey, wonder if Mary and Joseph would have walked into our church some Sunday morning. I would like for you to think about that just in general. Those of you that are parking lot attendants, if we had been there, or they had been in our day and age, would they have been impressed when they seen how you handled them in the parking lot? Would they have been impressed when they came to your door as a greeter? Would they have been impressed with your behavior, usher? Would they have been impressed with the cleanliness of things? Would they have been impressed if they would have taken baby Jesus to our 0 to 6 month nursery? What would it have been like? Well, let me tell you something. God tells us that we are to treat everybody right. Matthew 25:40 says, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." God expects you and I to treat people like we treat Jesus. And when we treat people right, Jesus said, it's as if you are doing it unto me. Now, we all know that God loves the little children. And he would want the children treated as royally as we would treat baby Jesus if he were being put into our nurseries. Again, as you know, last year at Christmas time, we were getting ready to start our own baseball league. And we took the Christmas season and we raised money and we raised gifts and items for our baseball league. This year, we chose to do that for our nurseries. Our nursery Christmas tree is out here where you've been putting gifts under the tree for our nurseries. We took a special offering this morning. And I'll tell you right now, I had a bunch of people say, "Brother Owens, I was working in junior church or primary church this morning. I didn't get a give in the offering." So ushers, tonight, quickly at the end of the service, we'll take another offering for those few that did not get to give this morning. But that money will go toward making our nurseries what we want them to be. Earlier this evening, we handed out to you a brochure, and it talks about the nurseries of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I hope, and if you did not get one, if somehow we slipped past you, there's a table set up out here tonight, and I want you to go out there and I want you to grab one of them. But you know, if we're going to have nurseries And our nurseries are going to be, really, our nurseries ought to be fit for a king. We ought to treat all the children, especially the little children, we ought to treat them like royalty. They ought to be treated well, and they ought to be treated right. And so I realized, probably not the kind of a Sunday night sermon that you would expect, especially on Christmas, but I just want to get something done this evening. I believe if Christmas is all about children, then let's do something to make things great for the children in our church. I just believe that. It's so important to me. Let me talk to you about it. I want to talk to you about the things that we could do to have nurseries fit for little kings and little queens. Let me say this. First of all, to have nurseries fit for a king or for a queen, we must pray for our nursery ministry. You know, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. You know something, folks? It's rare that anybody would ever ask, but could I ask that you pray for our nurseries? You know, those little lives are very important. When was the last time you prayed for our nurseries? Now, those of you that are nursery directors, let me tell you something. I pray for you. The men in Saturday men's prayer meeting, if you prayed with me, you've heard me pray. You've heard me pray prayers like this. Dear God, when the little ones are brought to our nursery this week, may they be treated gently and kindly. I pray that somehow, Lord, even those little babies would sense the presence of God in their nursery. I pray, I say, God, help them to be safe. Help the nursery to be a good time for them. Folks, we ought to pray for our nurseries. We ought to pray for the nursery directors and the assistant directors. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you who they are real quickly, and I want you to know who they are. For our birth to 6 month nursery, Mrs. Brinklow is the director, and Mrs. Gewin is the assistant director. Our 7 to 12 month nursery, Mrs. Stoltz is the director, and Mrs. Merritt is the assistant director. Our 13 to 18 month nursery, Mrs. Duke is the director. Mrs. Domley is the assistant director. Our 19 to 34 month old nursery, Mrs. Russell is the director. Mrs. Masaccio is the assistant director. Our 35 to 48 month nursery, Mrs. Nash is director. Mrs. Hollinger is the assistant director. We have a Tuesday ladies soul winning ministry here, and they have a nursery, and Mrs. Kathy Conaway directs that nursery. We have a Thursday night soul winning nursery. Mrs. Stanley is the director. Mrs. Jennifer Smith is the assistant director. We have on Saturdays now, we have a bus ministry and a soul winning ministry nursery, and Mrs. Wanda Myers directs that. And let me make this as an announcement. Those of you that come in from music practice on Saturdays, you may now put your little ones into Wanda Myers' nursery on Saturday, and that way they won't interrupt music practices, and so you'll be able to put your children, and so now that is a bus and a soul winning and a special music ministry nursery on Saturdays. If you're one of our nursery directors or assistant directors, would you stand up for me? You're one of our directors or assistant directors. I want you to stand up for a second. You men on the platform, I want you to do me a favor. We're going to give every one of these ladies a bouquet of flowers this evening. Ladies, I want you to remain standing. Men, you might need to grab one or two. It doesn't matter to me, but I want you to get these to them. Now, I want you to listen as I continue to talk. And ladies, I want you to continue to stand. I realize your job is difficult. And I want you to know your church appreciates you. Nothing like dealing with people and their children. Nursery directors, let me tell you what I know from the standpoint of a pastor. I realize it doesn't matter how hard you try, there are some people you'll never satisfy. I realize no matter how hard you work at it, there's always someone that's going to be irritated. There's always going to be someone that's upset. And I appreciate you putting up with it. And I appreciate your hard work. And I appreciate what you put into it. Now, folks, I really wish, so you know, we have people called bus captains, and they go out and they pick up children and bring them in on the buses, and we pray for them, and they're like heroes around here. Well, you look at this army of ladies standing right now. Here's a batch of real heroes. I'm telling you, I would not want your job, and I am not going to have your job. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what you ladies do. And I want you to know that as your pastor, I appreciate you, I respect you, I admire you. And ladies, this church needs you. You are important in this church, and I thank you for what you do for our church. You can have a seat. Hey, if we're going to have nurseries fit for kings, fit for queens, we're going to need to pray. We're going to need to pray for our nursery directors. Hey, let me ask you a question. If you have a tendency to be a little bit critical toward the nursery directors, let me ask you, when was the last time you were on your face praying and asking God to bless them? So, well, they've got a lot to learn. When was the last time you were on your face before God praying that they would learn it? Or did you just criticize them to somebody else? I say to you, ladies, I'll stick with you. You're doing a good job. You hang in there, and I thank God for you. Hey, let's pray for the nursery directors and assistant directors. Let's pray for the children in our nurseries. Let's pray that the workers will serve well. You all, our congregation doesn't know this, but these little ones are very important to me. Very important to me. I have a lot to do with the nurseries. Nobody works in our nurseries without coming to me. I have to be the one that said they can work in that nursery. We just don't grab people at random. We just don't grab a warm body and throw them in there. I'm not like that, nor will I be. It's too important. It's too big of a job. I don't think you know it, but four times a year, all the directors and assistant directors, we have a very, very professional set-down meeting, and we discuss and we plan and we work on our nurseries. Hey, if we're going to have nurseries fit for kings, nurseries fit for queens, then we've got to pray for our nurseries. Let me give you something else. Secondly, to have nurseries fit for King, baby Jesus, let's keep our nurseries extra clean and extra sanitary. I think that is so important. You've heard the old saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. Now, that is not a verse in the Bible, but it could be. Because the concept and the truth is taught all the way through the Bible. Those of you that have the privilege of cleaning and sanitizing our nurseries, do it as if baby Jesus were going to be put into that nursery. When somebody goes to cleaning one of the nurseries, don't become lax about it. Oh no. We need to keep those facilities, and in a special way, extra clean. Parents, again, I don't know that all of you know this, but we have folks, we realize that you give a baby a toy, it immediately puts it in its mouth. And we know that. And of course, there's that possibility of the passing of germs. So here's what we do. Every week we have people that go into our nurseries and they sanitize all the toys. Mrs. Shank, Mrs. Vanessa Shiflett, Mrs. Ada Korbeiser, they go in and they clean up our toys. In the 6-month nursery, all the workers take a time of sanitizing toys. Now, parents, let me tell you something. You say, well, my baby might get germs in the nursery. Your baby's going to get a lot of germs in life. I know people say, well, I'm not going to put my kids in a nursery. They could get germs. Sugar Plum, you might as well get used to the fact your baby's going to get germs. Well, my baby might get sick. Church has been running nurseries for a long time. Mrs. Duke, how long have you been in the nursery ministry here at the church? 22 years. You know something? I'm going to guess in 22 years, have you ever lost a baby? No. They're okay in there. Look, moms, we're trying. We're going to do our best. And we work at keeping things clean, and we want things clean. And I say again, those of you that help with the cleanliness of the nurseries, that's no little job. Don't take that lightly. Don't start taking shortcuts here. You clean that nursery. You sanitize those toys. You do what you do in those nurseries as if you were doing it for Jesus Christ. That's how big it is. Oh, workers, make sure when we talk about cleanliness, clean up after yourselves. Those of you that are part of the janitorial staff, the nurseries deserve extra attention and care. Well, I'll just do a little business here. If you're ever in here for a special activity or for some reason you're in the nurseries or you use the nurseries, clean up after yourself. Don't leave a mess in there. That's just bad character. And we deal with that. Boy, suddenly we'll come in here for a church service and we expected that our routine cleaning program had taken place. We'll come in here and suddenly there'll be a nursery in disarray where somebody disrespectfully went in and used the nursery and messed it up and used up supplies. We come to church where we want people to see us treating their children well. And somebody here has gotten things out of sorts in there, and we're a bit embarrassed about it. And so let's make sure we all clean up after ourselves. You know, clean nurseries will cut down on illness being passed among the children. And just let me say, it's important to me. It's important to me that the nurseries are kept clean and tidy and sanitized. So I'm thinking of baby Jesus. Wonder if Mary and Joseph came to our church. And wonder if they walked in the door with a little bundle named Jesus Christ. And wonder if Jesus were placed into our nursery, how would we want it to be? And we would want it to be right. But Jesus said, you're to do what you would do for me for any other baby too. We're to be treating all the babies like they're little kings and like they're little queens. Thirdly, to have nurseries fit for a king, our nursery workers need to do their jobs well, and they need to see how big their jobs really are. If you work in any one of our nurseries, if you work in Sunday or Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday soul winning, Thursday night soul winning, Saturday bus and soul winning nursery. If you work in any one of our nurseries, will you stand for me for a moment? I won't have you up for long, but you work in any one of our nurseries, I want you to stand. Again, let me say, ladies, I truly appreciate what you do. I truly do. Now, I realize it is difficult sometimes to set in a nursery when there's an awful lot of action going on out here in our church. One of the hardest things we do is it's not hard to get nursery workers, but it's a little, I don't know how to put it, it's a little miserable for them, because they're in there and we're in here. We're watching people get saved, and we're watching God move, and we're watching a lot of excitement in our church. This is one of America's most exciting churches. And when that's the case, you hate to be, you know, in the cage back there when we're all out here enjoying things. And I realize that. I realize this. I realize some of your mamas, and you sometimes can't wait to get to church because you get a little time away from your baby. And then when you work in the nursery, there you are again with a child. I realize that you miss church sometimes. I realize you miss a lot of things. But let me tell you something. I appreciate you. Oh, do I appreciate you. Our services appreciate what you do. Ladies, I wonder how many people have been saved in this church. And they were saved because you had the little ones in a nursery where if they needed to cry, if they needed to let off a little energy, they could do it. And that little one wasn't in this church service destroying the attention of the adults that needed to be saved. There, I believe there have been thousands of people saved because of your hard work as you worked back there in the nurseries and you made our church services so the adults could pay attention, so the Holy Spirit could work. And I say to you, we need you. We need you. We thank God for you. I appreciate you. There's no way I could thank you enough, but I want you to know your job is big to me. Your job is very big to me. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for, I realize this, nursery workers. I realize there are times when there are parents that are very difficult to deal with, and children. I had one nursery worker come to me and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. This kid is a terror. We have tried everything. Kids standing on top of tables, throwing chairs, biting people, throwing things. I thought we were going to have to call in the National Guard. And you ladies, you see it. You see it. But you keep on going. And this church thanks you for that. You can have a seat. But let me say this. To have nurseries that would be fit for a king, to have nurseries that would be fit for Jesus Christ, then workers, you've got to see how big your job really is. Our nurseries will be no better than the workers make them. Nursery is not a place to gossip. Shouldn't be like that at all. You know something, nursery workers, and some of you really need to listen to me. Because you don't do good with what I'm about to say. While you're in the nursery, you and the other nursery workers shouldn't be in there talking about people. You ever heard the song, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. You know something? If you're in a nursery and you're in there being critical and you're gossiping, there are little ones listening. And you might be reminded, God's listening. And those little ones deserve better than that. They should not be brought up in a nursery where the nursery workers are in there doing what they've been told not to, gossiping and criticizing. Did you know you ought to have a good attitude, nursery worker, when you're receiving those babies at that nursery door? You got a smile on your face? You say, "Well, I had a rough morning." Then go bury your head in a bucket of dirt or something. But whatever you do, don't stand there at the nursery door with that smile and frothing at the mouth, and you're mad at the world. That makes it real inviting for someone to want to drop their baby off. Oh no, you need to have a good attitude when you receive those children, and smile and be happy and be positive. Even when the mom comes and she is having a rough morning, you ought to lighten her day. She ought to feel like she's about to hand her baby to someone that's happy to be at church and enjoying the nursery. We need to have a good spirit while we're in there with the children. You ought to be, your spirit, all those kids can pick up on your spirit. They can pick up on the fact whether you're happy or whether you're sad. We have an interview process that we put all of our nursery workers through. And our nursery workers promise to keep some requirements. And let me say this, nursery workers, I expect you to keep those requirements. I wasn't playing a game. When you agreed to do some things, I expected that you were an honest person. You're supposed to keep your commitment. What you say, well, what are some of those requirements? Well, they have to be saved. They have to be baptized. They have to be members of our church. They have to be tithers. They have to dress properly. They're supposed to be going soul winning. They're supposed to be faithful to our church services and loyal to our church. They're to be faithful to their nursery. They're to abstain from worldly entertainments. You say, well, why all that? Those are just kids. You don't want to ever call them just kids to me. Those little ones are absorbing everything that's going on. Those little ones, hey, you take some of these kids back here in the 3-year-old nursery. When they see you out in public, they know whether you're doing what you're supposed to do or not. They're going to be asking, Mama, why is she doing that? Why is she acting that way? No, it's important. Nursery workers, some of you need to really realize how big your job is. You are influencing the little hearts and the little ears and the little eyes and the little hands of our church. And we want our children to be pure and clean. And we don't want them to think our church is full of hypocrites. Workers, you have a handbook that we give you. And this is a fine, fine piece of material. Every one of our workers, they receive a handbook. This handbook is, I think, 20-some pages long. Maybe a little under 20, but near 20 pages long. Hey, workers, you ought to be looking at this handbook. You ought to follow its guidelines. This is a must. 22 pages long. It's almost the nursery's roadmap to success. Now, if you're a worker and you say, Brother Owens, I lost my handbook. We set a table up out here. Now, this isn't for anybody in the congregation, but if you're a worker in our nurseries and you say, I lost my handbook, there's a table set up out here. You can go out there and get you another one. But it's really time for some of our workers to go back through this handbook and study it and figure out what you're supposed to be doing. Workers, 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 we need to stop and realize our children are very important to us. Hey, when new people from our community come in and they visit us, they're gonna watch what's going on in our nurseries. They're gonna see your attitude. They're gonna see how we handle things. Workers, if I could ask you to help me, you need to be on time. You need to be on time. Nurseries are supposed to open at a certain time. You be there on time. Don't be dragging in here at any time of the day. This is big time stuff. These are our children. We're to run that nursery as if it's being ran for Jesus Christ, the Christ child. And if it were Jesus Christ, you wouldn't be dragging in 20 minutes late or 15 minutes late. You wouldn't say, what's a big deal? If you knew Jesus were going to be there, you'd say, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be there on time. Well, you better stop and realize that Jesus said, what you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. And workers show up. I mean, it's bad enough when we're late, but when you don't show up at all. If you can't make it, call your nursery director and let them know you're not going to be there. Did you know it's bad character to have committed yourself to something and showing up late or not showing up at all and then not calling? That's bad character. The children deserve better than that. I want the little ones to understand promptness at a very early age. If not, they're going to grow up and be late for everything like you. And we're hoping that we can teach them not to be like that. Laugh with me, folks. Thank you. But I mean it. I mean it. We need workers that are willing to, and I know it's a sacrifice. We need workers that when we're going to have a watch night service. We're going to need some special workers to help fill in there. Thank God for our nursery directors, but I told our nursery directors, I don't want you working in that nursery all the time. They need to be in church too, so we've just got to have people to pitch in and help with watch night services and weddings and cantatas and our conferences. Workers, just make sure you follow the guidelines that are in this book. Could I ask you this? Could I ask you to make sure, workers, that while you're in the nurseries, that you're interacting with the children in the nurseries? Read to them. Don't just watch them. Teach them. Love them. Play with them. Make church fun. Did you know our five nurseries are not little concentration camps? Your job is not to just sit there in the corner and let the kids tear each other up and tear everything up. You're there to interact with them. You're there to love them. Let me ask you a question, nursery worker. If the little ones could talk, would they tell the preacher that you love them? So I don't even know them. It's probably time for you to get some Christianity about you. Little baby knows whether you love them or not. Little baby can tell if you're sincere or not. Matter of fact, they can tell better than the adults. They can tell better than the adults. Play with them. Make church time fun. Be kind and be gentle. Like you would treat Jesus if you were babysitting for Jesus. Sing with them. And let me ask, nursery workers, what's your appearance? You're representing Christ. You're representing Jesus. You're representing our church. When you're working in that nursery, make sure your clothes are clean. Make sure they're neatly pressed and you're modestly dressed and that you've combed your hair. Watch your breath. You say, well, those kids don't care. They sure do. There's nobody that likes stinky breath. I had this teacher I'll never forget. I could have flunked geography class. You say, why? Because any time you would raise your hand with my geography teacher, he would come over and lean over your shoulder and he would talk right in your face. His breath was so bad, I would have rather flunked grade school than to smell that guy's breath. I wasn't going to ask any questions. And my whole class felt the same way. He'd say, anybody have any questions? Nobody would raise their hand. And if he would have asked, why didn't anybody ask questions? We'd all say, your breath stinks. Take care of your breath. Take care of your appearance. Make sure that we have nursery smocks. I want you to wear them. It's professional. It's sanitary. Be a team player. We have an annual nursery workers banquet. I wish you'd get involved. In the nurseries, be a problem solver, not a problem creator. Workers, you're there to serve. That's what it's all about. Love the children. Love their parents. Make the nursery experience a positive one for everybody. For everybody. It ought to be that way. Why? I'm talking about our children now. We celebrate the birth of the Christ child. If Jesus Christ and Mary and Joseph came to our church, what would their experience be? Little baby Jesus, what would it be like? I said, if we're going to have nurseries fit for a king, then we're going to have to make sure that we pray for our nurseries. I said, then secondly, we're going to have to make sure that we keep our nurseries clean and extra sanitary. And then thirdly, we're going to have to make sure the workers see their job as big as what it really is. And then fourthly, to have nurseries fit for a king or fit for a queen, we'll need the parents' help. We're going to need you to help us, parents. This isn't a one-sided thing. It's a joint effort. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. We are helping one another in the training of our children. Parents, we're going to need your help to properly train and attend to your children. Parents, don't be negative gripers. Do the nursery workers hate to see you coming? So you know, ladies, mothers, there are some here like that. They hate to see you coming. Couldn't do anything to satisfy you. Nothing. You gripe about everything. You carry a spirit about you that is, you're better than everyone and you know more than everyone and you've got it all together and everybody else is an idiot. You might want to work on that a little bit. You're going to hurt yourself and you're going to hurt your children too, because they're going to watch that attitude. to have a nursery fit for a king, the parents are going to have to help. Parents, follow the instructions and the requests that are found. This little brochure that we give you, it tells you what you need to have prepared for your child. So in their level of nursery, pack that diaper bag properly. Label your child's personal items and read and reread that brochure to make sure you're doing it right. Parents, when it's requested, send those things, those extra diapers or a change of clothes or a little snack or a drink. Help us now. Well, we're going to have to work together to make this right. And let me ask, parents, when you drop your child off at one of the nursery doors, you have to be careful that you don't spend a prolonged amount of time there. You know, if you look behind you, there's a dozen other ladies that are trying to get their babies dropped off as well. Nursery workers have other babies to help and other parents to help. They also have a nursery full of children to attend to. So you need to give them their instructions quickly and move on. And parents, so you know, Your baby is not the first one to cry when you walk away from the nursery. And you're coming back five different times to make them cry again is not helping anybody. I don't know of any baby that's ever died from crying. Oh, well, we don't want them to cry. We want to attend to them. But and especially some of you newer mamas, babies cry. Matter of fact, grown people cry. Listen, mamas, parents, you bring your baby by to nursery and you had your little Ziploc baggie full of Cheerios. And when you get your diaper bag back, they're all gone. Every one of them. And you're thinking, my baby didn't eat all those. Somebody stole my Cheerios! And I'm mad! I've had it with this church, a bunch of Cheerio stealing dirtballs. We're sorry. We know how expensive Cheerios are. You know what? Every once in a while, something may be given to another child. And I know you don't want to give to somebody else's baby. Why would you want to help somebody else's baby in the nursery? We're not trying to steal your things. I've checked with the nursery directors. We are not stockpiling your stuff. We do not have a silo full of Cheerios that we're getting ready to market or anything like that. We're going to have to work together, parents. That's all there is to it. Could I ask something? I don't think anybody ought to take something out of somebody's diaper bag that shouldn't be taken. But I think also, parents, so you understand, our nurseries, we do have supplies in there. They're not in there for you to come in and get what you want and take it home with you either. We actually have had to put locks on our nurseries because people going in there filling their diaper bags and walking out and not paying for it. That's not right. We all need to work together here. Hey, parents, when was the last time you thanked one of the nursery workers? Don't be negative. Don't be critical. Parents, you know what we're all going to have to do? And you've heard me say this over and over again here at this church. If everybody here doesn't learn to practice forgiveness, we'll have a rotten church. We're human beings and we're sinners. I'm going to disappoint you. You're going to disappoint me. You're going to someday be hasty with a nursery worker. One day a nursery worker may be hasty with you. You know what we all better learn to do? We all better learn to drop the pride and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. And I shouldn't have been that way. And I shouldn't have acted that way. There's no way, and especially dealing with one another's children, we're going to have to learn to apologize and be human and be humble. We're going to have to learn it. Hey, be a positive influence on all the other parents. Last thing you need is if you have a bad experience to go around and to every lady in the church and let them know how rotten our nurseries are. What are you doing? Why would you be that way? No, parents, let's all work together. So if we're going to have nurseries fit for a king, fit for a queen, then what are we going to have to do? We're going to need to pray for our nurseries. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to keep them extra clean and sanitary. What are we going to have to do? All our workers are going to need to see the bigness of their job. What are we going to have to do? The parents are going to have to pitch in and help. Nursery directors, let me talk to you for a moment. If we're going to have nurseries that are going to be what they ought to be, nursery directors and assistant directors, you're going to have to lead by example. You're going to have to lead kindly. Just so you know, Everybody here that leads in this church, just so you know, I am not for you being mean to people. Your pastor is not mean to people. I can correct things without calling people names, throwing fits and throwing things. I don't want that kind of leadership under me. I disagree with the abuse of people. There is a way to treat people with dignity and to correct problems. That's what I expect. And you won't lead for long if I find out that that is your constant tendency. I'll just ask you to step aside because you're going to have to learn how to control yourself if you're going to lead around here. And again, I'm for correcting things. Discipline is necessary in a church. But rudeness and meanness and arrogance and temper with people. And I'm not talking about you lost it once. We're all going to lose it every once in a while. Some people just lead with cruelty. I'm not for it. I'm not for it. And I don't want it. Nursery directors, we have to be careful that we're not harsh or mean. Nursery directors, be organized. Nursery directors, pray for your workers. Train your workers. Train them. Form a team. That's what we're looking for. Finally, let me say this and I'm finished. To have a nursery fit for a king, we're just all going to need to pitch in. We're all going to need to help. We're learning things about how to make our nurseries better. And we're constantly working on it. Some of you probably need to become nursery workers to help take some pressure off of people. I think it takes right about 100 to 120 ladies to man all of our nurseries. Well, I won't let somebody just work in the nursery all the time. They have to be in some of the church services. They need to be fed. They need to be preached to just like everyone else. But there's some people in here you probably need to become nursery workers. But let me tell you something. The standard's high. You can't just walk in and be a nursery worker. You'll have to be prepared in case I say, well, you have to do this to be a worker. Now get ready, because it's not as easy as what you think. But we need help. Greeters, those of you that are greeters and ushers, let me tell you how you can help. Greeters and ushers, you host, don't be afraid to show people where our nurseries are when they bring little ones in. That way they don't bring them into the service. That's our rule. And it's better for their parents that the little ones be taken to the nurseries. And it's better so that for the child so they can be cared for and enjoy church at their maturity level.
Right.
At their maturity level. When you can, if before you gripe about our facilities, stop and calculate how much money you've given to fix them. We work hard to do things right around here. Hey, let's all just thank a nursery worker. Let's thank a nursery director. Let's thank a janitor. I want to have nurseries fit for a king, fit for a queen. We're limited. I only have so much money. We only get so much money. I don't go around here begging for money all the time. We'll fix things up as we can. Let's take care of what we have. And until the Lord gives us better facilities, let's thank God for what we have. Let's take good care of it. Let's treat each other right. And let's make our nurseries fit for baby Jesus. Because he was born in a manger. He didn't have a crib. But if Mary and Joseph came to this church and they took baby Jesus and put him into our nurseries or into our child care system, I think we should not be embarrassed. And we ought to run things right this second as if Jesus Christ were coming to our church. That's how everything ought to be done. Nurseries fit for a king or a queen. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We're finished. This evening, we have not preached to you a strong gospel message, but let me tell you something. If you're here tonight, you're a guest. If you've never been born again, we want to welcome you to the Savior. If you brought a guest, don't be afraid to ask them about their salvation. But if you're not saved, I wish you'd get saved. In a minute, we're going to have an altar call. If you died tonight, you're not sure you go to heaven, you come and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. If you're a nursery worker, maybe you need to come to the altar. If you're a parent, maybe you need to spend a moment at the altar. But we're going to have an altar call. Oh, maybe God just moved in your heart in regard to the cantata tonight. Oh, there was enough about Jesus and the things of God in that cantata to bring someone closer to God. We're not going to take long. Some of you, I wish you'd just take seriously this thing of praying for our nurseries, our nursery directors and our nursery workers. We want to do it right, as if our nurseries are prepared for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed.